Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, besides celebrating a radio premiere, we'll be celebrating some birthdays, those of Tiny Parham, Jackie Gleason, Jimmy Dorsey, and the state of Ohio. But to get us started, last week, February 25th, marked the birth in 1900 in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, of pianist, composer, and arranger Hartzell Strathdean Parham, better known as Tiny Parham. He came by the nickname because of his size, which in the 1920s was estimated at 600 pounds. He grew up in Kansas City, but in about 1925 moved to Chicago, where he co-led a group called the Apollo Syncopators along with Leroy Pickett. He began recording for Paramount in 1926, but in 1928 moved to Victor. Parham's own band had residencies around Chicago's South Side at LaRue's Dreamland, the Sunset Cafe, the Granada, and the Merry Gardens. And the band summered in Atlantic City and Baltimore. The Depression took its toll, however, and Parham was reduced to playing solo at theaters and cinemas. Tiny Parham died in a theater dressing room on April 4, 1943. Here are three from Tiny Parham. Thank you. Hartzell Strathdene Tiny Parham, born February 25th, 1900. We heard three not only played, but composed by Tiny Parham. From July 22nd, 1929, we started the show with Washboard Wiggles, and we just heard A Little Bit Closer from December 1927. Both of those recordings were by Tiny Parham and his musicians, and in between them it was the Parham Pickett Apollo Syncopators and Mojo Strut. The Pickett in Parham Pickett was violinist and co-leader of the band Leroy Pickett. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, vintage music of the 1920s and 30s, each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime online at www.radiofreeworld.com. Last week, on March 1st in 1803, Ohio entered the Union as the 17th state. Because of its many buckeye trees, Ohio is known as the Buckeye State, and the buckeye is the state tree. The capital of Ohio is Columbus. The state bird is the cardinal, the state flower the scarlet carnation, the state insect is the ladybug, and the state drink is tomato juice. State drink? The state song is Beautiful Ohio, and the word Ohio is derived from the Iroquois Indian word meaning Great River. Ohio's state motto is With God All Things Are Possible. So to commemorate Ohio's statehood, here are some rapidly rotating records about Ohio, beginning with the Revelers.
Oh, oh, I wanna go down on the Ohio. Wanna wake up in the morning.
Wake up in the morning.
Hear the birds say good morning.
Good morning.
The radio will say good morning. In my Ohio home, Ohio home, I want to ramble mid the roses.
Ramble mid the roses.
Know just where to find the roses.
Red
roses, they used to ramble mid the roses. In my Ohio home, got to thinking it
over.
Had to close the day. Got to dreaming of clover.
Clover.
And a new mown hay. And think of nothing. So I want to wander in the moonlight.
Wander in the moonlight.
Oh, meet my sweetie in the moonlight.
Hail moonlight,
I used to meet her in the moonlight. In my Ohio home, my Ohio home. Somehow it seems just at the close of the day.
At the close of the day.
Wherever I roam, I think about home. Home, I seem to dream. Farther and farther away,
drifting farther away.
But I'll never be blue if wishes come true. I'm wishing.
I wanna wake up in the morning and hear the birdies say good morning, the way they always say good morning
in my Ohio home.
I wanna ramble mid the roses. I know just where to find the roses. I used to ramble mid the roses
in my Ohio home. Got to thinking it over,
over.
At the close of the day,
at the close of day.
I got to dreaming of clover,
clover,
and a new mown hay, hay, and say,
I wanna wander in the moonlight, meet my sweetie in the moonlight. I used to meet her in the moonlight
in my Ohio, my Ohio.
couldn't get to him, couldn't get to it in time. Bought some pets for wifey, one of every kind. Bird ate fish, cat ate bird, dog ate the cat, that's all I heard. Cause I couldn't get to him, couldn't get to him, couldn't get to it in time. Well, I couldn't get to him, couldn't get to him, couldn't get to it in time. While the boys were fighting, they took our beer and wine. They came home, wanted beer, got it over there, couldn't get it here. Cause I couldn't get to him, couldn't get to him, couldn't get to it in time. I've had them all. From now on, with women I'm done, all excepting one. Down by the Ohio, I got the sweetest little Ohio. I'm going right back there to meet her, and then picture me when I put my arms around her and kiss her again right on the Ohio. She's just a simple little country maid I know. She loves the flowers and the trees and the birds. She is naughty, but she knows all the words, and she can Ohio. Wait till I get back to Ohio. She's just right for me, suits me to a T. Great on cooking, not bad looking, you would agree. Since I met her, life is so sweet. Oh, I must repeat. Down by the Ohio, I got the sweetest little Ohio. She doesn't dress as up to date as she might. Her clothes are as nice. But when she's in the moonlight, I'll say she's all right, and she can Ohio. You know, the country girls, they're not so very slow. A country girl, you know, is just like a Ford. They're not so stylish, but for service, oh Lord, and she can Ohio. Just wait till I get back to Ohio, down by the Ohio. I've the sweetest little Ohio. She wears a gingham gown and shoes that are flat, an old-fashioned hat. But I know lots of bimbos that started like that, and they're from Ohio. You know, those country girls are not so very slow. A country girlie can eat peas with a knife, and still turn out to be a wonderful wife. As long as Ohio, just wait till I get back to Ohio.
Some Ohio songs to commemorate Ohio's admission to the Union on March 1, 1803. We begin with the Revelers, billed as the Singing Sophomores on that January 9, 1928 recording of Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn's My Ohio Home. The Revelers were contracted to Victor at the time, but were recording for Columbia as the Singing Sophomores and for Brunswick as the Merrymakers. Then, from February 19, 1925, it was Harold Ortley and his Ohio State Collegians, and I Couldn't Get to It in Time. The vocalist on that Wendell Hall song, which was recorded in Cleveland, Ohio, was Clarence Buck, who played banjo in the band. Harold Ortley played drums, and he and his Ohio State Collegians recorded only two sides. And from December 13, 1920, we just heard Al Jolson and Ohio, Oh My Oh. Ohio, Oh My Oh was written by Alfred Bryan and Bert Hanlon, who wrote at least one other song about Ohio, Round on the End and High in the Middle, O-H-I-O. And speaking of Al Jolson, on Thursday, May 15th, the International Al Jolson Society will be having an event right here in Avalon with a 70th anniversary screening of Hallelujah, I'm a Bum at the Avalon Theater at 3:30 in the afternoon. The first picture ever shown in the theater was Jolson's The Jazz Singer. The official website for the International Al Jolson Society is at www.jolson.org, where you can get further information. That's the 70th anniversary screening of the Al Jolson picture Hallelujah, I'm a Bum on Thursday, May 15th, sponsored by the International Al Jolson Society. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Have a request for a particular song or artist? Have a comment about the show? They're always welcome, and you can send them by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send cards or letters to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, on March 1st in 1941, Duffy's Tavern debuted on CBS Radio. The place where the elite meet to eat, Duffy's Tavern was located at 3rd Avenue and 23rd Street in New York, and Archie the manager was played by Ed Gardner. Gardner's wife, Shirley Booth, started on the show with him. Music was provided by the orchestras of Joe Venuti and Matty Malnick, among others, and announcers included Marvin Miller and Jack Bailey. But in its 10 years on the air, the show's namesake, Duffy, was never seen or heard. So to commemorate the debut of Duffy's Tavern, here are some rapidly rotating records about some beverages that might have been served at Duffy's Tavern, beginning with Joe Venuti's Blue Four.
Thank you. lately, I think that you're the one. Honestly, I do. Possibly we'll find out just what bliss is. Probably, as Mr. and Mrs. Socially, I'm fond of everyone. Personally, I love you.
Some drinking songs to commemorate the debut of Duffy's Tavern on CBS Radio. We began with Joe Venuti's Blue Four, consisting of Venuti on violin with Eddie Lang's guitar, Adrian Rollini on bass, sax, and goofus, and Arthur Shutt on piano and a mug of ale from September 13, 1927. Next, Jack Pettus and his Pets offered up a dry martini, and we finished with Ben Selvin and his orchestra recording on January 15th, 1931, and Personally, I Love You. So what does Personally, I Love You have to do with Duffy's Tavern? Well, the band on that Columbia 78 was credited as Johnny Walker and his orchestra.
That's silly!
Well, yes it is. Nonetheless, doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, and we're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7 in Avalon, and available anytime at all, streaming online at www.radiofreeworld.com. Last week, February 26th, marked the birth in 1916 of Herbert John Gleason, better known as Jackie Gleason. Although he appeared in a number of motion pictures, including The Hustler and Smokey and the Bandit, Jackie Gleason is probably best remembered for his role as bus driver Ralph Cramden in The Honeymooners. The Honeymooners started as a sketch on The Cavalcade of Stars in 1951, with Pert Kelton playing Ralph's wife Alice. In 1952, CBS bought the show and renamed it The Jackie Gleason Show, and Audrey Meadows took over as Alice, but The Honeymooners was still but a sketch in the hour-long show, which also featured the June Taylor Dancers and the Ray Block Orchestra. In 1955, The Honeymooners became a freestanding half-hour show, and 39 half-hour shows were filmed, known as the Classic 39. In the show, the Cramdens lived at 358 Chauncey Street, which was Gleason's address when he was growing up. Jackie Gleason died on June 24, 1987. So here to commemorate the Honeymooners are some rapidly rotating records about honeymoons, beginning with Charlie Kuntz and his Kasani Club Orchestra.
That I knew.
Why should he hide the man of my dreams? Won't somebody guide the man of my dreams? Write to me and make dreams come true. There's a million lovers, but I'm alone. When will I discover the lover all my own? I've told the moon and each star that gleams, I must have him soon, so send out your beams and find him, the man of my dreams.
Down in the Congo land lived a happy chimpanzee. monkeys loved a monkey with a long tail. Lordy, how she loved him. Each night he would find her there swinging in the coconut tree. And the monkey gay at the break of day loved to hear his chimpy say. Abba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dab to the chimpy, to the monk. Abba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dab to the monkey, to the chimp. All night long they chatter away, all day long they were happy and gay, swinging and singing in a hunky-monkey way.
Abba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dab means monk, I love but you.
Babba-dabba-dabby and monkey talk means chimp, I love you too. Then the big baboon one night in June, he married them, and very soon they went upon their abba-dabba honeymoon. Heard that band play upon their wedding day. Each chimp and monkey had some nutshells, and Lordy, how they play them. And now it is every night high up in the coconut tree. It's the same old thing with the same old swing when the monk and chimpy sing. Abba dabba 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 diddly dabby dab to the chimpy to the monk. Dabba 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 diddly dabby dab to the monkey to the chimp. All night long they chatter away, all day long they were happy and gay, swinging and singing in a hunky-monkey way.
Abba-dabba-dabba, dabba-dabba-dab means monk, I love but you.
Babba-dabba-dabby and monkey talk means chimp, I love you too. Then the big baboon one night in June, he married them, and very soon they went upon their abba-dabba honeymoon. Dab-a-dab-a-dab-a-dab-a-dab to the chimpy, to the monk. To the monkey, to the chimp. All night long they chatter away, all day long they were happy and gay, swinging and singing in the hunky-monkey way. Means monk, I love but you. Dab-a-dab-a-dabby and monkey talk means chimp, I love you too. And when they were both made man and wife, they shouted out this damn delight, returning from their abba-dabba honeymoon.
Some honeymoon songs on Rapidly Rotating Records to commemorate the birth on February 26, 1916, of Jackie Gleason. We began with Charlie Kuntz and his Kasani Club Orchestra and Everything is Rhythm. In that medley, we heard selections from Life is Empty Without You, Man of My Dreams with the vocal by Vera Lynn, and Sky High Honeymoon. Everything is Rhythm is from December of 1936. The Kasani Club opened in March of 1933 and was owned by one of the most famous dancing instructors of the 20s and 30s, Santos Kasani, one of the first to introduce the Charleston in 1925. Charlie Kuntz had come to Kasani's attention while he was playing at the Chez Henri Club. After Sky High Honeymoon, we heard Henry Bubbles Reber vocalizing on Shanghai Honeymoon with the Wisconsin Roof Orchestra, directed by Bill Carlson. That Broadway 78 was recorded in Chicago around August of 1927. The banjo in that recording is quite prominent and was played by Ralph West. And finally, from way back in 1914, we heard Collins and Harlan and Abba Dabba Honeymoon. Arthur Collins and Byron G. Harlan were the most successful duo of the acoustic era and first recorded together for Victor on October 31, 1902. Their repertoire consisted of comic songs in various dialects, sketches, and satirical songs, and besides Victor, they also recorded for Columbia, Paramount, OK, Jeanette, Edison, and Pathé, but their recording career was over by the end of the acoustic era. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Last week, February 29th, marked the birth in 1904 in Shenandoah, Pennsylvania, of Jimmy Dorsey. He received his first musical training from his father, a music teacher and marching band director, and by the age of 7 he was playing cornet in his father's band. Switching to trumpet, he made his professional debut at 9 when he appeared with J. Carson McGee's King Trumpeters in New York in 1913, and 2 years later switched instruments again, alternating between alto saxophone and clarinet. Younger brother Tommy played mainly trombone, and the brothers formed Dorsey's Novelty Six in 1920 and made their radio debut as Dorsey's Wild Canaries. Jimmy left to join the Scranton Sirens, and around September of 1924, he moved to New York and joined the California Ramblers, switched to the Gene Goldcat Orchestra in 1925, and to Paul Whiteman's Orchestra in 1926, with Tommy following him into each of these bands. Beginning in 1927, the brothers organized studio-only ensembles dubbed the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra for recording on OK Records. In April of 1934, they had a falling out, and Tommy Dorsey left the band to form his own group. Despite his brother's departure, Jimmy Dorsey at first continued to record as the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, but by the end of the year, he changed the group's billing to Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra. Jimmy provided the musical accompaniment for host Bing Crosby on the weekly radio series Kraft Music Hall, and stayed with the show until July of 1937. After leaving the Crosby radio show, his became one of the more popular bands, scoring 7 top 10 hits in 1938. He had 6 top 10 hits in 39, 3 in 1940, and 12 in 1941. Jimmy Dorsey died on June 12, 1957. Here's Jimmy Dorsey.
Thank you.
Jimmy Dorsey, born February 29th, 1904. From March 3, 1937, we started with Gershwin's I Got Rhythm. Then from July 14, 1932, it was Oodles of Noodles. And we finished up with Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra recording in London on July 15, 1930, and Tiger Rag. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.